Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 4, episode 9. I thought it was a pretty solid episode.
This is my favorite season we've ever recorded.
I had a few out loud.
Although season 1 is great just because, like, oh, wow, the unknown.
Yeah. But this is a good one.
This is so funny. Enjoyable. I love it. We're back into stuff that I full on remember. So
do we think it's because Stassi's gone? I'm just kidding. But high key.
We did have an episode without Kristen last week. Maybe
I didn't even notice. I didn't even fucking notice until the end.
Maybe it's the lack of crazy Kristen. Like, she's not crazy.
She's not crazy. But when she was like crazy. There's a part, we'll get there, but she says something to Jax and Jax was like, you're not crazy?
Are you sure? Like, listen, like, let's look at the crazy meter that Kristen is on. She is at a high compared to everybody else's normal crazy when she's at low crazy. So she's not crazy.
She's just suppressing it right now. It'll come back.
I think therapy is doing wonders for her.
It'll come back.
Okay.
Don't you worry. Anyway, so it's the
A&M podcast network.
We are the A&M podcast network. We have this podcast, we have our summer house, summer is fun, and we have One Season Wonders. Go check them all out. Please be sure to rate, subscribe, review, join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta and join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you quickly what you can get. For $1 a month, you get access to all of our pre-shows where Meredith and I just do a fun little catch-up. And then you also get access to every episode that we record early, including this one. So happy 2022. We are not there yet. Hello from the past. Get with it. So then for $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to our after show, which is where Meredith and I do any spoilers, thoughts, and Bravo news that we want to include and talk about. And then also we will say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Chris, Danae, Justin, Gina, Jackie, Mariah, Tracy, and Zoe.
Woohoo. We got a full bunch. Come and join it.
I know. I'm so happy. Remember when our joke was just that it was just Jackie?
I mean, that was a good time though. We started from a really high level with Jackie.
That's
and it
true.
Has only gotten better.
I agree. Yeah, I think that's it for $2 a month. Great. So then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus during live shows, I will ask for your thoughts and opinions and we will talk about them on the podcast. And then also I will pick a patron of the episode. So this week, because I know he always listens because he loves one of us so, so much because he basically brought us into this world. That's Meredith's dad, Chris. Hi,
Chris. He didn't bring us into this world. He didn't even bring me into this world. Take that away from my mom.
He helped bring you into this world. And without you here, I don't know if I would have survived.
That's true. You also wouldn't have your access to the, I think it's Peacock TV or Paramount, thanks to the other daughter.
Thank you so much, other daughter. I'm using your Paramount. I am podcast host. You'll never know. You'll never know my identity.
But thanks to podcast dad, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
My real dad.
Okay. I think that's it. I am mixing it up today because I've been up since 6 a.m. and I just feel like doing it.
So you deserve it. It is Thursday in our time and it is the freaking weekend. Go off,
I'm
queen.
Over it.
Ooh, that was nice. Really nice. We haven't had that noise in a while. We don't do mix it up as much because we
it's
record
not
in the
a live
pandemic.
Show.
Well, that too, but recording in the pandemic is kind of sad.
I know. If we ever get together again, we'll drunk it up.
Do you remember we used to make cocktails? Season 8, our first season of recording, we would make cocktails every episode.
I still remember whatever cucumber thing you made. That was so good. Like, that was the best cocktail and I could never do it better. I suck at making drinks.
I forgot about that. I didn't have a muddler, so I had to use the end of a spoon to like muddle up.
Literally the most delicious drink. Well, if we ever are together again, we will drink.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get into this episode. So previously on Vanderpump Rules, Kristen wants to be a makeout whore. James spit on Kristen's door and then Jax yelled at James for spitting on people. Sheena doesn't hate Kristen. because Kristen has never personally hurt her, and that bothers Ariana. Brittany is going to come live with Jax, but Jax hasn't committed to being a boyfriend yet. James and Lala went out to drink, so they're cool. The boys went to Vegas, and the last thing we saw was them leaving the room.
Yikes, what could go wrong?
I know. So now we're in the Palms Hotel in Vegas. It is 11 a.m. Schwartz is here with Peter and Jax, but we can't find Sandoval.
No, so we lost him, both emotionally and physically, Tom, yes. Schwartz says.
The Toms went out on the strip last night, but Sandoval never came home. And then as we're talking about it, he walks in with a beer in his hand.
Was he
just out all night, wow. Just like gambling?
I don't know. But when Jax says he's impressed, I'm like, that must take a lot if Jax is impressed with you.
I know. So then Schwartz shows that he has made a commitment to Katie by getting Bubba tattooed on his ass.
Okay, I do have to say the script is pretty well done. It's good. It doesn't look too bad, but it's still like, the fuck are you doing?
Just get her a ring. It's like a lot less physically painful. Emotionally, I don't know, but physically, it's like a lot less painful.
Like, oh God.
Also, if he goes to jail, he's fucked.
Oh, he is so fucked.
Don't drop that soap.
Walk the straight and narrow, because like, you can't risk that.
Yeah. So then we find out Sandoval has one too. Which I think would also be very tasteful, because Sandoval takes a lot of effort in his
appearance. If somebody could design a tattoo, if any of these four, and make it look good, it would be Sandoval.
Yes. But then he pulls down his pants to show us his butt, and he got the ugliest flaming A I've ever seen. A for Ariana, in case you didn't know. A for
Ariana. It's horrific. Later on, we hear Ariana call it the bacon A, which is so true, because the fire is so terrible. Whereas Schwartz's is classy, simple.
Like a little black cursive Bubba.
Sandoval's is gaudy and gross. The fire looks like bacon.
Understand. Did Sandoval get the guy? It was his first day.
Maybe Sandoval went first. And so they were like, yeah, no, I don't want you to do mine. I want the other guy.
Yeah, I don't know. But they got them at 4:30 a.m. because they love their girlfriend so much. And these are both their first tattoos.
This is so pathetic.
This was
Alicia, if a guy you were dating walked in after a Vegas trip and said, I got my first tattoo, it is a flaming A on my ass,
I'd be just as pissed as Ariana. Like high key, I'd be like, gonna stay there.
Yes, because if that's supposed to be a tribute to me and it looks like that,
no,
I don't want to be associated with your bacon.
I'd rather have you tattoo Bubba on your ass and then start calling me Bubba. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, honestly, that was better.
You're like, I'm now dating other Tom.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so we're packing up to drive to Sur right now. We're driving straight there, and Sandoval has so much anxiety about his tattoo because he's worried Ariana's going to see it and not love him anymore, which I'm pretty sure is exactly what happened. So let's see. So now we're at Sur. Ariana and Katie are talking. The boys are on their way home. We find out Sandoval's mom's coming tomorrow. And you know what? Ariana has no sympathy for how tired and cranky Sandoval is going to be. Shouldn't have gone to Vegas. Should have stayed home.
No.
So this is where we first hear that Ariana is going to do a diary show, which is where people read their old journals to other people. Would you do this?
Fuck no. I don't have a diary I've ever kept. I'm like Katie, where you try to start one. And then I've never been able to keep
I ate a sandwich.
Yes. Right. The only thing I could think of that I do have is I went to a Catholic high school. So we used to do what was called Glimpse of God, like a GOG notebook. That's the only thing I would have even close, but like, this is so embarrassing. I'm not secure enough with myself to be able to stand up and read out of it.
Anything. This is horrifying. My journal sucks as bad as Katie's. I was never able to do one. I would literally be like, I like Chris. Notices me.
I feel like our versions would be like reading off of our Facebook. Early Facebook posts.
Oh, I almost threw up. No.
That's what I thought about.
Or like if we could get our old away messages.
Oh my God.
The worst thing. God, AOL went under.
This is stressing me out.
So Ariana describes herself as an actress who is funny and understands comedy. She's not a comedian.
No.
And I think Ariana's dry sense of humor is hilarious. So
I think it's great, I don't think she could be a comedian and she knows it, which I love that awareness.
Yes.
But she knows she can like tell a story and it can be funny.
Exactly. Sandoval he's also going to participate because he has notebooks of song lyrics, which that's embarrassing. I was like, that's not going to be funny. That's going to like,
but here's the thing is I think they're going to be like, my theory is reading out of your diary is like embarrassing, but reading old song lyrics are cringy enough that it could be funny.
I think the diary would be more funny. See, we'll talk.
It depends. What song you pick, what passage you pick.
Definitely.
It's all about selection. Let's be honest.
So then we end the conversation with what if Jack's got someone pregnant?
I love how they joke about all the bad things that could happen. And it's like, well, we won't know if Jack's got somebody pregnant for a few months. I was like, this is too real. Can we stop?
Loved it. So the boys are almost back. They're on the road. Really quick, they're driving a minivan. Do we think they rented it, or do we think it's Peter's girlfriend's because she has a kid?
No, I bet it's Peter's legit car, because I feel like this is something where like a guy gets it from his mom and it's a free car.
It was a nice minivan. I don't know. And
then they rented it.
Okay, they just rented a minivan. I was just
curious. There's no way Sarah would be like, yeah, here's my car.
Here's my minivan. They're super unorganized, not ready for work. Their tattoos hurt.
Jax knows
that Sandoval is fucked because Ariana hates everything. She's gonna fucking hate that tattoo.
Here's the thing. Agree. That's one thing. Jax like knows what's up. He may not be honest to other people, but he knows what's up. And
he knows tattoos.
He can call this from a mile away.
He gets tattoos and then he gets them covered. So Jax knows about tattoos.
True. Jax knows about bad tattoos. Really.
And he knows about getting tattoos for girls.
Oh,
that's
good.
Most of his tattoos.
Dude, he is teaching a master class on bad tattoos that need to be covered up.
Sandoval did not pay attention. So Lisa make it to Surf. Oh, yeah.
Lisa calls and is really like, quick. Are you going to get here on time?
They hit traffic, but they're going to be there and they smell. So they show up. They made it. Lisa meets them out back. She's very upset. The boys look a mess. She knows it, but they have to get to work. But first, Schwartz decides to show Lisa his butt tattoo.
Oh my God.
And Lisa's like half like, okay, it's like not a bad tattoo.
Well, here's the thing. Like, starts off good with Schwartz and then we get Sandoval's and it's like, all right.
What a mistake. What a mistake.
Lisa says that they take stupidity to a whole new level, which is the perfect way to describe them.
So Schwartz is going to stick around to wait for Katie in the back. So Katie comes out to say hey to Schwartz. Schwartz smells really bad. He does say that they were well behaved. And then we switch really quick to Ariana and Sandoval. They reunite and Ariana takes Sandoval's winnings. Like, I don't care if you're back. Like, where's the
you
money?
You told me you got money. So hand it over, bud.
So she does get that money. She does not. She is not joking.
Here's the thing. You won money. You got to have the fun. I get the money.
Yeah, bitches and Joe. You missed out on shifts at Sir. You missed a Friday night.
Is the money that you should have made this weekend.
Thank you for helping with bills. So then both of them have their tattoo reveal. So Schwartz goes first. He talks about this bomb he has to drop on Katie. There is one stupid thing he did. And Katie's like, what the fuck?
She's like, seriously.
So he stands up. And he shows his ass to Katie. And Katie is in disbelief.
She's laughing so hard.
She's like, no, you didn't. Oh, my God, you did. Cannot stop laughing. And he goes, this is my sign of commitment. To which I was like, just shut up. Just shut up your head.
You're literally putting salt in the ring on the string wound. Shut the fuck up.
I don't think Katie heard it because she was laughing so hard.
Yes.
And she kind of likes it.
Yes. So, I wouldn't mind this. If you did this, I wouldn't like look down on you. I wouldn't be like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing in the world. We're neutral.
It's small. It's classy. It's fine.
Keep it on your ass. So it's coverable.
I hope it hurts. Yeah, I hope it hurts, but I don't hate it. Yeah. So then Sandoval and Ariana come out. They join the Bubbas. And this is when Sandoval is like, we did something bad. And Katie already knows Schwartz's bad thing. But then she kind of figures out what Sandoval did. And Ariana's like, what happened? Did you two get married or something? Which I found hilarious.
Love.
And then they both show Ariana the tattoo. And so
she's less than
Katie thrilled. And Schwartz cannot stop laughing at Sandoval's butt. Like, cannot. They are cracking up. Ariana is pissed. She's not cracking a smile. She does not laugh.
She just literally says, it's gross.
She literally goes, why would you do that to your butt? And then gives him back the money for laser tattoo removal.
You're going to need this for laser hair removal. Or tattoo laser removal. Yeah. So and do some hair while you're at it.
It was not great.
No, like I thought she would at least laugh and be like, you're such an idiot. You know, like this was way worse.
Her ass was pissed.
Yeah. I feel, now you can see why Sandoval was a little stressed at the hotel this morning.
Also, if Sandoval pulls it down with Schwartz, Schwartz's is way better. So then it makes that salt in the tattoo wound.
It's like, wait a minute. He got that and you got this bacon egg.
You got this ugly ass bacon egg that's supposed to show you, you show how everyone you your love about for me.
Yeah. That's what you think of
me? That's it? You think of me as a bacon egg. Okay. Well, it didn't go well, but we made it to Sir the next morning. It's Katie, Sheena, Jax. They're hanging out. Katie's talking about the tattoo. She kind of likes Schwartz's tattoo. Jax agrees it's a good tattoo. So the expert has spoken.
Yep.
And then Sheena hasn't seen him, but she heard Sandoval's looks like bacon, which was Ariana.
Yeah.
Spread that rumor. So Jax tells the girls how he didn't have sex. He went to bed early and he didn't get a tattoo.
It's Brittany's a miracle. It is a miracle.
Brittany is the one.
Speaking of Brittany, when is she coming to town? Come on.
Yeah, she's moving from Kentucky to LA and she's moving in with Jack. So literally everything he said wasn't going to happen has now happened.
Is happening. Like I'm pretty sure she's moving like right now. She's like driving.
What a roller coaster. I like can't keep up. Also, they did show us a video of her like kissing her dog being like, one last goodbye kiss for in Kentucky before LA. So she's on her way.
Oh, good God.
Can't wait. So now we're talking about Kristen. She's the only single one in the group, which means Jax is taken, I just would like to say.
That but is whenever true. Whenever
he denies he it say. Later this episode.
Yeah.
So Jax is going to help Kristen out, and he's going to wingman her.
I don't think this is the worst idea, is all I'm going to say.
Also, Jax knows Kristen from experience, so he can tell the guys.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you, Katie.
So this is like the old Kristen that people love, right? Like Katie and Jax are okay with Kristen. They really like this Kristen. Sheena's cool with Kristen. But then Jax says that him and Sandoval want to do a joint birthday. Jax wants Kristen to come, but Sandoval doesn't.
Which I see both sides.
I do too. And we'll talk about this later because it becomes like a focal point, but I understand both. And I don't know who I want to win, but
I think I know how I would want this handled from both sides, but I can like see like where there's a discussion and where the thought comes from both sides.
Oh, too. We'll get a discussion. Don't you worry.
I can't wait. I think we're going to have opposite opinions on this.
Oh no. Okay. So, Sheena, she really likes hanging out with Kristen because she's fun. And Ariana's always hanging out with Tom. And Kristen's going to be really crushed if she can't come. So we don't know what we're going to do. But Sandoval's not thinking about that right now because his mom is in town. So he brings her to Sir for lunch with Ariana and Shay.
I love this lunch group. This is the support and the things Shay needs in his life. He doesn't need to go to Vegas. He needs to have lunch with mom at with Sir.
The boys. Just lunch with the boys.
And Ariana.
So before Terry, Tom's mom, came, they did clean the apartment and hide Ariana's bong. So
yes. Yeah, they did that.
Solid, sweet. Solid. Also, Sheena is now the server for this party. So that's super fun.
Yeah. Gives mom a hug.
Yeah, we immediately started on Tom Sandoval stories, where he took first place in a talent show.
Dude, you totally passed over. He grew up in St. Louis.
No, that was next. He grew up in St. Louis and his parents divorced at an early age. Don't you worry. I got you down. Remember, he wants to be a wine or a sangria influencer in St. Louis.
Of course.
But let's talk about his mom being physically amazing because she's a fucking firefighter.
This is insane. And Lisa comes over and like meets mom and like they talk about her being a firefighter. And Lisa's like, I don't understand how you created this boy who like plucks his eyebrows and like shaves
his forehead.
Yeah. Like,
and like cries all the time. Related?
Yes.
Terry doesn't shed a tear. Terry like, fucking kills
Terry,
people.
You're
who
a
shed
badass.
Tears. Yeah. And then they tell Terry about his tattoo and Terry's kind of annoyed about
it. Ariana brings it up and you can see on Tom's face. He is not happy that like this was brought up. Cause at this point, like he's embarrassed about it. And I feel like he just wants to get it removed and we can be done with it. But bringing it up to his mom kind of makes it permanent.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. It does. You know what? He went to Vegas when she asked him not to. He got this a dumbass tattoo of a flaming bacon. So you know what? She's going to call him out in front of his mom. And his mom was like, that is the ugliest fucking tattoo. I cannot believe you've done this to yourself. But she's not pissed. She's more of like, you're an idiot, and moves on.
Yes, which Tom says it kind of hurts him because Ariana, because the tattoo is so bad, can't look past the intention or like,
no,
like the thought behind it.
This is like your boyfriend drawing or painting a picture of you and it's just the ugliest fucking thing and you're like, that's what you think of me?
Yeah, I know, but here's the thing is like also at the same time, it's similar to like if your boyfriend sent you a drunk text about how much he loves you, you don't really take it at face value because it's like you were hammered. Like you were hammered when you did this.
I don't know, a text message and a
but I'm just saying like tattoo. Whatever you're saying doesn't really like I guess
because
like,
he's hammered, but
hitching my wagon to it.
She should hit him where it hurts, and it hurts with his mom. So
that too. Slap it for the physical pain. Tell mom for the emotional pain.
So now we're at 53. Kristen and Jax are out on the town. Kristen looks hot.
I bow down to her. I do have to give it to her. Hot. She's got her heels on, makeup did, the boobs are out. She got what her and Jax called the just fucked hair.
Looks she's fire. ready to bang. And she needs to know how the players are thinking. And that's why she needs Jax.
Okay, but you don't want to date a Jax type. She may want to date Jax. We debate this sometimes.
She wants to date Jax. I literally wrote down, sure, that's why you have Jax here.
But
sure.
Like, my thought is you don't want to date a Jax type. He cheats on everyone.
I know, but he hasn't cheated on her yet because he's never just wanted to date Kristen. So
I think your thing becomes more valid because there's no way she would actually seek his advice on who to date. I would do everything opposite of what he says.
I think it's truly in her subconscious, but I think she really wants to date Jax. Jax might be the only, or like, maybe, I don't really know, but Jax tries to date everyone he fucks, right? Carmen, Stassi, Brittany. He's like, he really does, Laura Lee, like Laura he really Lee. Does fall hard when he like fucks Tiffany.
Lala, he's trying to fuck her.
Lala.
He said he would like date her in 5 minutes.
He fucked Kristen and like has never wanted to date her. So I think a part of Kristen, I think a part of Kristen like really wants just for Jax to fall for her and her deny him. Yeah. Like, I don't even think she wants to date him, but I think she wants Jax to want her and he's never going to want her. And so she's never going to be fulfilled. She still wants Jax. I don't know.
Friends with benefits would like fulfill her. Some type of like,
she wants Jax to want her.
Interesting.
That is my theory.
I agree. I'm seeing it more and more, like watching back.
Yeah. So before we get too drunk, Kristen brings up that she wants to have a conversation with Ariana. She wants to talk things out. She doesn't say specifically what she wants to talk out.
Yeah, which made me nervous.
And Jax is like, okay, you have to go and calm. And Kristen's like, when am I not calm? And Jax literally responds, Are you kidding? Lightning could strike right here. Both of them are not calm. Like, I don't.
Cool. Oh my God. She's like, I've been going to therapy for 9 months. I'm like, honey, that doesn't mean you go into situations calmly. Like, you've got to use what you learn in there and actually put it into action.
I'm literally so calm. I'm calm. I'm calm.
What do you mean? I need to be calm.
Like, I'm literally calm all the time. Jax has her eyes. But then we switch to something we can both agree on. These two both hate James.
Oh my God.
They just feed each other's fire.
Yeah, she's like, I've been to therapy for 9 months, mainly for James. And he's like, my rebound. Hey, James.
He's my rebound. I just realized he's my rebound.
Of course, Kristen. We've been telling you that for months.
We hate him. Whatever. You know what? I get why people hate James. I still kind of like him. I think he's good TV.
Well, it's like, okay. So, Kristen, you hate him because you guys had a terrible relationship. Valid. I get it. Jax, you hate him because you want to get with someone he's getting with.
When you have a girlfriend moving to LA for you.
Literally, the girl is halfway there.
She just called. She's in Utah right now.
But you know what? If she's not in California, it doesn't count. Remember?
It's true. She's still, until she crosses that border into LA County.
Yeah, no. It has to be exactly where he is. It has to be within like 30 minutes radius of him. Because remember, he said people too far out, like in the LA area.
The
valley, and that's a long distance relationship.
So it's time to party. Kristen's a catch. She knows it. The only thing that's going to fuck Kristen up is her fucking mouth. It's fucking fine. So they start talking to dudes. Jax introduces himself as her brother.
Which I think is a great idea, genius. If I'm being honest. Genius. I love how the person goes, wow, you guys have a good looking family.
And they're both like, thank you so much. And this is when Kristen's like, see, we should be together. In her mind.
I'm sure people are like, I would love Kristen to actually say that out loud. And then for somebody to be like, wait, what?
What?
You guys are siblings. You can't be together. You guys
were siblings. So Kristen's meeting a lot of men. A lot of them are around 24, which is, she's like 32. So
we don't do 20s.
We don't do mactors. She meets a few mactors out there.
We don't do short guys. They have to be taller than her, which get that.
There was one guy though, where he's like, he asked something like, so what's your deal? And she goes, is this how you're trying to figure out what I do for work? And he goes,
no.
He goes, we can go deeper than that. What's your favorite donut? And it sent me.
Well, he goes, no, I don't really, that's not what I'm asking. I just want to get to know you better. Like, what's your favorite donut? And I was like, I actually love that question.
I would go ham in on that question. I'd be like, let's talk logistics. I would sit down. I'd pull out my blueprint. Like,
that is a great question. That is so simple and not too weird, but isn't just a standard question. I'm here for it.
You got to think about it. Meredith, what is your favorite donut?
My answer would be, I don't really like donuts.
I love.
So they're too dense for me. And I'm not a big sweets in the morning.
I love donuts. But
if I had a donut. It would definitely have to be chocolate or like kind of a fancy one. And it would be for dessert.
Do you like cake donuts or yeast donuts? The dense cake ones are like the heavier, like you bite into it and it tastes like a cake. The yeast ones.
Okay. Then I'll go cake. Cause I want it as a dessert. Like I want it to be like a cake.
Yes. I love donuts. They're my favorite dessert. I really like yeast donuts the best. And I like the strawberry frosted ones. I think that is the best flavor in the world, but there are ones that are better than others. Like Dunkin' Donuts has sucky ass donuts. Don't go there. Yes. Like Krispy Kreme.
I love donut holes though. Cause the problem is it's too much.
I don't like donut holes.
I love donut holes.
I would go ham on this. I'd be like, what are we talking about?
Love it. I'm really into this. Happening. I think this needs to be added to like the dating apps. This
is
apps.
My Bumble opener. Is what's your is favorite it? Donut? No, now it is. Oh, it's going to be.
I was like, add it right now.
So then Jax and Kristen come to the conclusion that they are the best ones, the best looking ones here. Kristen, I think, says it.
We should date each other.
She's like, we're the best looking ones here. And Jax is like, we are. And she's like, make out. No. Okay. Just think about it.
No, brother, sister still?
No, okay, sorry. Mind. I leaned in for the kiss. Shouldn't have. Awkward. But Kristen does meet some 20 fun year old that, or 24 year old that's not a Mactor.
I like 20 fun year old better.
He's a 20 fun year old, not a Mactor. So
he's in a suit.
She immediately starts making out. He's like, dude, he's like, no, I'm not a Mactor. And she's like, wait.
She goes like, in for like a peck, and then like it was like, oh. I had to look away. I got secondhand embarrassment.
Well, he says, he's like, oh, okay. And then they like, and then she pulls away, and then Jax comes over and is like,
and she, woo-hoo! And Jax is like, woo-hoo!
And then the guy's like, yeah, okay, what's your knit? And then Kristen just leans in again and they start making out. And I was like,
this is, I can't, it's the Jax in the background, woohoo! Woo!
My sister's getting laid tonight. That's how you know they're not real siblings, because no real sibling would.
And
be
Kristen
like,
is like, pulls away from the makeout. You wanna sleep together?
No,
tonight?
Should I go home with you? You're not saying, gonna watch Drive? Okay, I'll go home with this guy. Drive is our movie, though. Don't watch it without me. I love this. I'm gonna write fanfic about Kristen.
Stop now.
Okay, so now we're at Sir. Katie and Lisa have a nice little talk. Lisa knows about the Bubba tattoo. Katie's okay with it.
Katie feels like she's getting screwed. Like, mm-hmm. There's all these excuses. First it was the dog, then the ring on the string, and now this damn tattoo.
But Katie prefers the tattoo to the ring on the string.
Yes,
so
we're getting closer to permanent
slowly getting
commitment.
There.
Yeah, because let's be honest, the tattoo is better than the ring on the string. Yes. Mainly because Katie specifically said she never wanted a ring on the string.
So then Lisa's like, I wonder if Schwartz will tell me before he proposes to you. And Katie's like,
yes,
I think yes too. But then Katie's like, are you kidding? He would probably propose to you first.
Yes.
He adores, he loves you. And Lisa's like, cool, I'll deny.
She's
him
like, what?
Send him your way.
Me?
She knows, but she's like, I'll deny him. Send him your way. Her. No worries. I know. I would propose to Lisa. Right.
I would.
Okay. Also at Sir are James and Lala, and they fucking are super close.
They're
we
like,
did not get the background
out.
Story on
no,
this.
But Lala says something like, we were so drunk last night. So I'm wondering if this obviously has gotten better, because we didn't see them hanging out the night of Ariana's birthday, but now they did hang out. I'm guessing. I mean, it seems like they've been hanging out a lot and are getting very close again.
Yes. And Lala she forgives and forgets quickly. She still doesn't want to be in a relationship, but her and James are cool.
Yes, he is James happy they're back, but they've not sealed the deal.
Not yet. So James does ask that Lala stop flirting with Jax, because that just makes him crazy. And Lala's like, no, she's a single fucking woman. She's going to do what she wants to do when she wants to do it. So like, fuck you. If you're not okay with it.
This is where you can totally see James's immaturity. He just doesn't. It's not like he said, I don't want you to flirt with other people.
I don't want you
to flirt with Jax.
Yeah. So then James brings up the Tom ass tattoos. And Lala's a little confused, because she talked to him that night at Sheena's, the drunk boys, and they didn't say anything about tattoos. And then James is like, what were you doing at Sheena's? And she's like, I was kissing
just
girls.
Kissing.
Sheena's
I was kissing
the best
all the girls.
One. And James is like, holy shit. And Lala lets him know that tequila makes her want to make out. So James is going to take her for some marks.
Yeah, 100%. James knows how to play this game.
Yes. Okay, so now Kristen walks into Sir. I thought this bitch was banned. Have we lifted the ban? I'm upset. Is Diana okay with this?
I don't know, because she came for Pride. I think it must be better, because I wonder if it's if you have to do something, you can't make any errors for 3 months, and then you can come back in.
Maybe it's when Diana's not working, so that Diana doesn't have to see her.
Who knows?
Suck a dick, Diana. So Katie's like, hey, what are you doing here? We can talk. So they're going to sit in back for a little bit.
I love this. Like, there doesn't need to be any tension anymore between them. They're
no bad
besties,
feelings.
But they can easily talk and hang out. And they're very cordial and friendly, not best friends.
Yes. And so this is where Kristen says she wants to talk to Ariana, but she doesn't know if she should do it at Sir. And this is where Katie asks the question we're all wondering, what are you going to say? And Kristen said she wants to apologize. And Katie says, like, it can't hurt, but we don't know how Ariana is going to receive it.
Yeah.
Because you, like, you said a lot of shit, and sometimes you can't just, like, apologize. And, but Katie's happy that Kristen's working on herself and becoming a better person, trying to mend fences. So Kristen's going to do it. She's going to do it here now at Sir.
Yeah. We walk immediately up to Ariana in the garden.
Oh my God. Could have died. Kristen walks up to Ariana and Ariana's like, hello, not like shook, but is just kind of like, what the fuck are you doing here? And then Kristen asks for a drink and Ariana's like, I don't feel comfortable serving you. And Kristen's like, yeah, totally get it. You're right. Anyway, it's like, well,
I 100% agree with this.
I get it. So Kristen starts and she apologizes for the way that she acted. She's not apologizing for being upset and angry, but she is for saying mean things and being selfish. And Ariana does say, like, that doesn't excuse what you said, though. Mm-hmm. And Kristen brings up, you know, the Mack Trek comment and says it was just a joke.
But
and
she Ariana's understands, like, that she took offense.
Yes. And then this is when Ariana's like, you wish death upon me with multiple utility vehicles.
Yes. Like, it wasn't plane, just a Mack Trek. Yeah. There were so many things you said last season.
And then I think Kristen has realized, and I like that she says this, that actions speak louder than words, but all she can do right now is apologize because all she has is her word right now.
Which means so she's gonna nothing go to forward. A lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah. And it means nothing to Ariana. She doesn't want to be Kristen's friend. Kristen's really not trying to be her friend, but Ariana, like, wants nothing to do with her and basically says, all right, she doesn't give a fuck what Kristen does in life. Just stay away from Ariana. Stay away from Tom. We don't trust you.
Yes. Well, there was a little bit of, like, more heated words in between of, like,
yeah,
you don't have to throw digs. Why can't you just be mature about this and have an adult conversation? I think Kristen could have owned it a little bit more and just said, listen, what I said was really out of line and I'm really sorry for hurting you. And she should have just kept it simple and sweet. But I totally respect Ariana being like, listen, thanks for coming to apologize. I don't want to be near you still. Like, that doesn't change how I feel about you.
And Ariana thinks Kristen's very calculated. So she's very, like, she's taking this with a grain of salt, a heavy grain of salt.
Which, I mean, we all are kind of calculated. I think Kristen is doing this because she wants to at least be cordial with these people and be able to be in a group setting. So if that's called calculated, that's fine. Because I don't think this is a bad version of being calculated.
I don't either. So overall, with this conversation, I was slightly sad that Ariana wasn't more receptive, but I totally understand it. Or a
little
it.
Nicer.
I understand it, though, because when you think about it, for the last, like, season and a half, maybe, Ariana has been nothing but the bigger person in this scenario, right? She has dealt with this. She has done nothing. She has always kept her guard up, but, like, been really cordial about it. She's never lost it on Kristen, and Kristen's done and said horrible things to her. So I can understand why Kristen coming up and saying, like, I'm sorry, Ariana's not going to be like, I forgive you. I do think actions are going to speak louder than words. Like, Kristen will have to prove herself in this scenario a lot. And I do appreciate Kristen apologizing, but there were parts where she's like, well, the Matt comment thing was just a joke. Yes. Sorry you took offense. And it was like, no, like,
you can't defend yourself in an apology. Just say, I am sorry.
Take responsibility for it and like move on. So I do see why Ariana's like a little annoyed.
If you think about it, like, last season, Ariana was basically forced to be in these situations because of Sheena's wedding. So this season, none of that is happening. So she doesn't have to put up with any of that. She put on a really good face and dealt with all of those things, but now she's over it. And like you said, she is going to have to see consistency in Kristen through her actions. And it's going to take, I think, Ariana a lot of time to be able to move forward with this.
Yeah. And I think we've all been in scenarios where we have to hang out with someone who gives us so much anxiety.
Yeah.
And it's never fun. I'm actually about to do it Saturday. So
when you're forced to do it, there are situations you can't avoid. Yeah. Like, it's nice to kind of have this apology and be able to kind of be on a little bit better terms. But when you get to choose to avoid it, you're still going to take every out.
Yeah. 100%. Okay. So now we're at Tom and Ariana's apartment. Terry is still here. She loves being here. She will come out whenever.
I love this.
She loves them so much. So this is where Tom says that Ariana reminds him of his mom, just like two strong, beautiful, okay, awesome women.
If a guy said that about me, that is the cutest thing ever.
My parents always taught me,
as long as you like your mom, as long as agreed. You like your mom.
My parents always taught me that you should date a guy who treats his mom really well, because yes. that's how he's going to treat you. Yes. And Sandoval clearly loves his mom, and he clearly loves Ariana. So
oh my God.
I see the correlation.
I see similarities.
Yeah. So they tell Terry about the diary show. This is where Tom tells us you always have to take advantage, because you never know when an agent's going to be there and sign you to superstardom.
Like, dude, I understand what he's saying, because it can happen, but I really don't think this is the moment.
It's like, yeah, Channing Tatum was signed at a strip club when yes. he was dancing there, but like, that's one in a fucking million. You're probably not going to be the funniest one there.
But this like, isn't even like your prime time. This kind of seems like a school talent show.
Yeah. And you're not going to be the funniest one there. They're going to sign other people. I can already tell you there's
you're
going to
be someone who came and someone they passed on in the comedy sector.
So then we do see two pictures of Tom from his one from his 22nd birthday, where he has a bob going
on hair.
Ridiculous.
He has and then luscious hair.
I know. And then his underwear picture, where the back was sheer. So we saw his butt.
So I love how he's like, I walked in a men's lingerie, and Ariana's like, it's just underwear. And he's like, no.
It was called lingerie.
They called it men's lingerie.
Yeah.
So keep I
up
call
Ariana.
It men's lingerie.
But Terry loves Tom and Ariana together. She feels like Tom has found the right girl, which is like a huge compliment to get from someone's mom.
Also, what a diss to Kristen, because there's no way this mom did not meet Kristen.
I know, after 8 years. Plus, Kristen's from Michigan, so they probably did holidays. Yeah,
yes, sometime. They probably like flew out and like drove up to Michigan.
Yeah, they met families. So Tom feels like Kristen was his girlfriend, but at the same time was like his number one hater, which like that was a
shows
good way
how toxic
of explaining it.
It was. Yeah.
And then Ariana's like, oh, let me tell you about Kristen's apology. And Terry gives Ariana credit. Like, Ariana has only taken the high road. Terry couldn't have done it. Terry would have beat the shit out of Kristen.
Oh my God. Kristen would have been in the hospital after Mack truck comment number one.
Yeah. So this is where Ariana does explain that she is though upset because she's taken the high road for literally so wrong, and her friends still think she's being petty just because she doesn't want to associate with Kristen, which I think it makes the friend group difficult, but I don't think she's being petty.
I don't think so either. And the thing is, like I said just a minute ago, she has put up with Kristen for so many events that are not about her.
Yeah.
So she has shown that she's willing to spend time with Kristen when it's not her moment, and it's like if it's somebody else's
for
birthday
the betterment of
or
others.
Wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if she can help it, she's not going to go to movie night at Sheena's with Kristen.
No.
It's just not fucking going
to
happen.
No.
That's she's why not Kristen go to certain wasn't events. Invited. Kristen wasn't invited to make out pajama party,
no.
whatever it
so
was.
So like certain events, like it's okay to say, you know, these are my boundaries. This is, I don't want to spend all my time with Kristen. It's okay to do
especially
stuff without
because
her.
Remember her crying in the cab? Like, that's how much anxiety Kristen gives this girl. Like, I would not want to be in close quarters, especially remember.
I would not want to be in somebody's apartment with her. I'm more than happy to be at a bar with her, a public space.
When Kristen's like, remember when Kristen was like, are you sure you want to give me a knife right now? And Ariana's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Or when she, like, Kristen basically was sobbing with Tom, like, pretending like she could get back with him. I don't want to even spend time with my boyfriend.
They leave the conversation, goes, Tom obviously is in love with me still.
He's still in love with me. I know it.
Okay. So now we're at a studio. Schwartz is here. He's going to model. Beats bartending. That's
oh,
for
hell
sure.
Yeah.
But his model vibe today that he has to portray is gentlemen in the streets, freak in the sheets, which
screams,
Tom can do.
Scream Schwartz.
He can do, but he's not in his best shape. He's got a little dad bod, but he strips and the photographer's like, we can work with
we
it.
We can work with it. I no love worries. He's like, everybody in LA thinks you're going to have abs and I just roll in with this dad bod.
My little pooch.
He does pooches need to step it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, no, bit. This was so long ago. Pooches were not in. Dad bods are in 2021.
Pooches are in now. So yeah, he might steal some lace underwear for the lady. He kills the shoot.
Look at this. It. Yeah, no, he's doing the men's lingerie.
Yeah, killing it. So Katie shows up. He tells her he really likes being in mascara, but he can't wear mascara with a dad bod. So one or the other. So this is when Katie asks about Tom and Jax's birthday plan. And Katie says she really wants Kristen to come, but Schwartz says that Kristen's a liability.
Yes.
So her coming can cause a lot of issues on the trip.
Agreed.
And Katie doesn't think that Ariana should be mad. And Tom and Ariana are starting to remind Katie of Stassi, which
I didn't get this at first.
I didn't get it at first. I can see Stassi also had put up boundaries, but Stassi was making people choose. Ariana's yes. not making people choose. She's saying either I'm going to come or Kristen's going to come, but just let me know so I can plan my life accordingly.
And it's not like it. Stassi was a boundary around everything.
Yeah. She was like, I feel like Ariana and Tom
are making boundaries around their centered activities.
Yes.
It's my birthday. I'm making the guest list. I don't want her to come. If it's your birthday, I will show up and I will keep my distance. But yes. this is my event. She's not coming.
And Ariana has. She said she has like voiced her opinion of like, it makes me sad that like you want me to be friends with her because that's not what I'm comfortable with.
Yeah.
So I think everyone, again, it makes it hard, but you have to respect people's boundaries. They're not trying to make boundaries for others. They're just trying to like protect themselves. And this is where Katie says that they're isolating themselves because of their hatred for one person. And Katie's going to give Kristen a chance. So everyone should give Kristen a chance.
I hate this. Katie's relationship with Kristen is so minute. The difficulties they went like Katie's yeah. difficulties with Kristen were all based on other people.
And Stassi is all based on.
Well, Stassi. I mean, and Sandoval too, like the cheating thing and like. But that was all because of other people's relationships. Like Kristen has never done directly anything to Chris or Kristen has Katie. Never directly done anything to Katie.
Also, I'm going to say it. Katie kind of throughout this episode, and I think in a few past episodes, she's very wishy-washy. Like she switches her stance on people and she like expects people to go with her stance.
Yes.
Like she's rude towards Lala for no reason. Like,
and then is mad because Sheena's friends with her.
Yeah, she's like above everyone else. And now she's like, well, I'm above Ariana and Tom because I forgive, but I'm still going to hate Lala for showing her ass on Instagram. Like she always has to be right. She always has to be like this high horse. And I'm
you're
not
right. That is
Katie
pretty
right
hypocritical.
Now.
Like she's so into welcoming Kristen back, who has done a lot more to this group, but like Lala can't come.
Lala's just a little bit like she acts a little slutty. So.
Yeah.
She didn't actually do anything.
She didn't actually sleep with your best friend's
boyfriend. Twice. like it blows my mind. And I understand there's a lot more history with Kristen, but she dislikes Lala for no reason.
Yeah.
Like,
for one lie to Lisa.
Like it just blows. Katie's like,
that's a really good point. That is kind of hypocritical. This is when I had a turning point of like, ooh, I don't like this. Like, I see why Ariana said that people are petty about her boundaries.
Yeah. It's like, I'm setting boundaries. If you don't like them, then don't abide or like, don't, you still have to respect
I will
them.
Come or, but yeah. don't say I'm isolating myself because we all have decisions here and don't put your decision on me.
Yeah. I always say the best thing about being an adult is you don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
No.
So guess what?
No, I love that. I am big this 2021. I'm big on, I'm tired of doing things that I feel like I should do, but I don't mm-hmm. want to do.
Do things you want to do. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're at the improv club. Tom and Ariana are about to make their comedic debuts. Sheena, Shay, the Bubbas, Jax, Peter, Max, Faith, Lala, and James are all here to cheer them on. Shout yes. out Max being included. We love
yeah.
to see it.
Yeah, he had his arm around Faith.
Also, you're going to tell me Ariana and Tom aren't the most like welcoming people. They invited both Lala and James.
I was thinking about that. Literally, even Max is here. Everyone is here.
Yeah, they were
everyone
like,
who was ever filmed is here, minus Kristen.
Except people who have wronged them because that's yes. their boundary.
Yes.
So Brittany's not here yet, but she's still on her way. She's
Don't
made
worry,
it
she's
to
on
Nevada.
Her way right now. Yeah.
She's made it to Nevada. She's almost here. So that means her and Jax are still not together. Everyone knows.
No. Yeah. She's still not in his 30-minute radius. And if she goes to the wrong grocery store, she'll be out of the radius.
She'll be out again. Be careful. So Sandoval is more dramatic than comedic. So we're really hoping he doesn't bomb. We're really nervous. Jax, you know, he has never been to this type of show, but after watching a few acts, he feels like he could be a comedian, which I want to be like, it's all about comedic timing.
Yes.
You have to time it correctly. It's
the delivery. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Jax is like, I could just read my diary. Does that make me a comedian?
I'm funny now. The fuck? So Ariana, she's getting ready to go up. She's a little rusty. She hopes people think it's funny. I was kind of nervous for her, but it was kind of a hit. She thinks everyone's a lesbian. she thought like this diary would be made into a movie. It was kind of funny.
Here's the thing, it's like that uncomfortable, chuckle. Like funny, like the little chuckles. It's no belly laugh, but like that's hard to do, especially
for like
you can't go back and rewrite it. Yeah.
Awkward comedy is supposed to be just like a chuckle or like a cringe. Yes. Like think of The Office. That's like awkward, dry comedy. That's like, you don't laugh out loud at The Office. You never do. That's super weird.
Yes.
But you chuckle. You think it's funny.
Mm-hmm. And you tell somebody about it later. And like,
yeah, because it was funny. Like a funny joke.
Yeah.
So then it's time for Sandoval to go up. I got nervous. This one made me really nervous because I don't very know if I would out. Think this is funny.
I thought he was just going to read his lyrics. So I was like, Same. This is going to be so dumb.
So he comes up. First, he's gonna sing his lyrics, right? So he like makes up a full song. He messes up at first, and I was like, "Oh no!" But then he gets going. He does a full,
it's like a rap.
Sing rap.
Yeah,
it's very funny. He gets a lot of belly laughs.
This is where like I think he picked the best song to do because the content is so funny. Like, why would you write a song about this?
Also, he laughs while reading it, which made it funnier.
Yes. When you know
it's like a blooper.
Yes. Like,
bloopers are fucking hilarious because you know what you're doing is so dumb.
And it's like he's openly like, this is dumb. I can't believe I did this. Yeah.
Yes. But then he fucking ruins it because this was not funny. He shows his bacon A to the stage and he's like off Ariana.
Yes. She's like, put your ass away. Nobody he's really cares. Like,
something else funny I did. Look at this like, tattoo.
Let's top it all off.
And everyone was like, But okay. So he shows his tattoo on stage. Ariana gets pissed. So then it's over. Everyone's hanging out, having a few drinks, chilling. And Jax and Lala are talking and he invites Lala to go get drinks with him and Sheena on Friday.
It's harmless, which harmless. This version is the most harmless. Sheena's
Lala's
there.
Flirting a lot and James is watching from afar. So he decides he's going to come over. Oh my God. When I say I cringed, I cannot step enough. He comes over and he starts literally kiss, like, I don't want to say making out because they weren't making out, but they did
but
so
he,
many
like, kissed her,
pecs.
Like, pecs. Yeah.
There were, like, 17 pecs that Jack had to, like, watch.
And he was, like, behind her, so it's, like, a weird angle. It's so uncomfortable. I'd
also,
be pissed
if
people
Lala,
were even in a relationship.
If I'm Lala, I'd be like, can you stop? She didn't stop it.
I am shocked she went along with it because she loves to knock him down a peg or two.
It was disgusting.
I hated this. Jax was uncomfortable. That's the only thing I loved was Jax being uncomfortable.
Yeah. So Lala goes with it. Afterwards, she tells Jack or James, like, give me a minute. So James like walks away. And then as he's walking away, James asks Jax about Brittany. And this is when Jax is like, yeah, she's coming. Don't worry. That's why we're getting
drinks
Friday.
I think he said
Friday.
She's coming Friday. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We're grabbing drinks Friday. Ha ha. James, you're not invited. Thanks. So James walks away. And Lala's like, oh, Brittany's coming Friday. Like, I didn't realize you were in a relationship. And Jax goes, I'm not. She won't be there.
I just wanted to get him away. Yeah. She's not coming.
I'm single. And so Lala keeps flirting. And she's like, we'd be dangerous together. And Jax is like, yeah, we would be. And I'm like, she's in Nevada. She's literally almost here.
Okay, so James asks you. You answer honestly. Then you realize, shit, you've been spinning this tale to Lala. Now you got to lie to her and continue the lie that you have with Lala about, no, she's not coming. I just said that to get him away from me.
I am shook.
And Brittany, Excuse me. So when you see this, if you're still in a relationship, what do you think?
Are you not mad? Brittany better come to this fucking reunion and Andy better be like, are you mad?
Yes.
Are you mad? Because we're mad for you. Because
look at how low stakes your relationship was at this point. When it's high stakes, how is he going to treat you?
My God, he couldn't.
He's already bored of you and you're not even in the goddamn state.
Oh, I know. It is so sad. I don't want any girl in this relationship. It hurts so much.
I just feel like Jax needs to go to solitary confinement.
100%. Jax needs to go to jail more often.
With a Bubba tattoo on his ass.
Yeah, he was good in season one when he went to jail for 5 days and everyone wondered where he was. It was fine. That was kind
of like not having an episode with Kristen. It was mwah, chef's kiss.
Yeah, it was perfect. So now we're at Tom and Ariana invite people back. So we go back to their apartment. It's really just the Bubbas and Jax that come over. Mm-hmm. And so this is where Sandoval brings up the joint birthday party. And Jax says he doesn't want James there. And Tom says he doesn't want Kristen there.
Which I'm like, okay, perfect. Yeah, clean slate. Neither people but are invited.
Jax and Katie get mad that he doesn't want Kristen there. And then Schwartz does try to say, like, she is a liability. But then they get mad at Schwartz a little bit to, like, shut up. So then...
this is where, like, when you're just seeing red... as Sandoval and Ariana, they like go after Schwartz too. And he's like, I'm on your side.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want Kristen to come. I'm just here to eat spaghetti. So Katie then calls out Sandoval for being, or she calls Sandoval Stassi, and Sandoval gets really mad then. Cause Sandoval and Stassi don't really get along.
Yeah.
So it just like kind of makes it worse.
Not great.
And then Katie and him kind of start arguing of like, you're making this into like a Stassi thing. And Sandoval's like, do you not remember what Kristen did to me? And Katie's like, yeah. Let it go. And Tom's like, I will not let go. And then Ariana gets really mad and she's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. She's like, you don't get to decide. You don't get to decide. I get to decide.
And then this is when Katie's not like, mad. Katie pulls that shit. She's like, why are you mad? Why do you see what you're doing right now?
I hate when people do that.
Same. I clearly have feelings about this. Don't shut them down.
That, yes. Yes. It's like, you can't be passionate about something without being called crazy. And I love how Sandoval goes, you're just going to call me a psychopath because I don't want this. This is ridiculous.
And Katie's literally just sitting there and she's like, look what Kristen's doing to you. And Ariana's like, exactly. This is why Kristen shouldn't come.
Yes.
Like, point made.
And honestly, it's honestly not Kristen. It's the fact that their friends aren't respecting their boundaries is why they're getting upset. It's honestly not Kristen. Like, and he's then, over Kristen.
I agree. And then this is when Jax is like, it takes a lot of effort to hold the grudge. So they should just get over Kristen. But he hates James for what?
Yeah.
For hooking literally up with nothing. Lala?
That's where I like, that's what sucks is like when one person gets heated, it does derail the whole thing. And it usually then becomes about your reaction, not about the topic, where if you were able to have this as a better conversation, when Jack says it takes so much to hold a grudge, then I'd be like, so then what's your deal with James? Like mine is like, more deep rooted and it's going to take me a lot longer to unravel that than your petty ass shit with James.
So what's the solution, Meredith? What should we do?
Okay, here's what's ridiculous is I think they should just not invite James and Kristen.
Yeah, both of them. Or fine, don't do a joint
birthday party.
Yeah, either one. Or honestly, I'd be like, either they both don't come or they both do come. Those are our options. So it looks like they both.
Ariana would not want Kristen there. So I wouldn't say that as Tom.
I don't think Jax would want, like, if I'm Ariana and Tom and I say, well, then if you want Kristen there, we want James there. I think Jax would fight that. And I'd be like, then how come you get to choose the guest list and I don't? I'd be like, then neither of them come. I'd be like, either they both come just to make my point. Cause then, you know, they're going to fight with each other and you won't have to and worry about Kristen.
If Sandoval were to say, then I don't want to do a joint birthday party with you, then he's dramatic.
Then he's dramatic. And then everyone's going to be mad at Sandoval for ruining the party. And then everyone go to Jax's party and not Sandoval's.
Yes.
That's exactly
which
what
I hate
happened.
That.
I hate that.
Like when you have an issue with, I'm going to say a friend because like Kristen and Tom aren't friends, but when you have this kind of issue with friends, like, people aren't good at being neutral. It's always like people are going to take one side. They don't know how to navigate being friends with both.
Yeah.
Like, that's what bothers me so much.
Which is upsetting, because I feel like at 26, we have kind of recognized these things and kind of masked. Like, if my friend was like, it is my birthday and I don't want to invite this person, I would be like, I totally get it.
It's
like,
your birthday.
If I was Katie and Schwartz, because I'm like a neutral party, right? I would say, I get both your points. You both don't want someone there, so they both shouldn't come. And we should position it as, both of you are liabilities at this point. It's two people. We both want one person in this scenario to come. And since you two are probably going to fight and make a big deal, neither of you come.
Yes.
Because you both are liabilities. Like, we don't want either of you there to ruin our birthday.
And
like,
the priority should be the people whose birthday it is, not Katie. Yeah.
No.
Not Schwartz.
No.
It should be Sandoval and Jax. And I get that Jax wants Kristen, and his opinion does matter, but don't do a joint birthday party then if you can't agree on the guest list, and respect why people don't want other people there.
Ariana did it right. She didn't have either one at her fucking birthday, and it was a fucking blast.
It worked great. I bet everybody had a blast. Kentucky Brittany loved it.
Except for Ariana, because Tom left the next day against her wish.
That was the
Kentucky Brittany fucking loved it.
Yeah.
But I do want Lala, Jax, and Brittany to all be in the same room. And Lala, James. Honestly, yes. I think that's a tie.
Okay, I agree. That's why
Jax would get mad.
I think Sandoval would be fine with Kristen coming if it wasn't a trip. If they were just going to a bar, I think Sandoval and Ariana would be the great people that they are and take the high road. But it's a trip. Yes. This is a totally different ballgame. That's all I'm going to say on this.
I agree. Well, next time, we do the Friday drinks with Jax and Lala. Brittany makes it to LA in a pink sweatshirt.
Insane.
Jax is still texting Lala, though. Schwartz got the ring and he shows Lisa. And then Schwartz is either going to propose or drink himself to death.
Oh my God. He is like stressing. We're getting the proposal next episode, right?
Or a heart attack.
Okay, I bet it's going to end on a cliffhanger, but we're getting the prep to the ring.
Yeah, where he's like, I'm sweating so much, and then like it ends, and you're like,
to be continued.
What happens? Does he die or does he do it? Okay, accepted and blocked.
I didn't write anything. I didn't either. My whole head is in a swirl, and I feel like there's a lot of people who suck and are great at the same time.
I know you said we would disagree on the Kristen James birthday party thing, but we didn't.
I was worried that you were going to be like, this isn't, because I kept thinking like, if it was at a bar, this isn't a big deal. And so I was worried that you were going to be like, it really isn't that big of a deal. Like, half of the group does like her, they can spend time with her.
No, honestly, I'm a big proponent of boundaries.
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to go to dinner with, I was supposed to go to dinner with two of my friends Saturday, and now two other girls have been invited without me being okay with it, that I don't like. So I'm in this scenario right now where my boundaries are not respected and I'm very upset. So I understand this. Like,
who set boundaries and want them to be followed are the only people who get this.
Fuck you if you're listening and you don't get this because you don't have any kind of boundaries.
Go to therapy. Go to therapy, please. For the rest of us.
You have toxic people in your life. I'm sorry to tell you. We might be two of them. We do not know.
Well,
Chris is like, Meredith's toxic.
You're letting toxic people into my life is my problem.
Yeah, no. Okay, I think I know who I want to block.
Okay, who?
I think I'm going to block Katie.
Oh, that's who I was thinking of, but I like her at the beginning. I love how she reacts to the tattoo. I love her and Tom at the, like, they are doing really well.
I like her on the Tom front, but she refuses to respect anyone's boundaries but her own.
Yeah.
She is the only one in her mind. She's the only one that's right, which is like really bothering me.
Like, and she doesn't get really, like Ariana said, like, it's not your choice. She did nothing to you. She hurt me.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm on that.
Are you going to block her too? Yeah. I just can't get over it. Like when Katie set boundaries for herself with Stassi, like, she was proud of herself. She got that toxic person out of her life.
Yeah.
But like,
if they're not toxic towards Katie, she doesn't want them.
It's kind of like how Sheena is. If it's not directly to you, then there's no problem. And they get to do whatever they want out here, no matter how much they hurt your friends.
I do think Sheena's just ditzier, and that's why I hate her less for
this. But what I do love, Sheena is different though, because it we haven't gotten a conversation about this yet, but I don't think Sheena would have the same stance that Katie has on this party. Where
I do think, like, Katie, Sheena didn't invite Kristen to her pajama party last week because Ariana was coming.
But I think Sheena would see that this is Tom's party. So Tom's say means a lot more. This isn't like at Sheena's wedding. It's like, well, you don't get to decide if Kristen comes or not. I'm choosing that. That's my day. But at your party, like, you get to decide.
Yes, I agree. So Katie, you better get that ring, girl, or else you're going to look bad next episode. Oof, probably too.
I know, you need it. Yeah, you need it ASAP.
Okay, who are we accepting? I don't know. I do not know. I know there's so many good ones. I feel like I might pull an audible on this one.
Okay, I think I know who I'm going.
Okay, you go first. Because I'm nervous about mine.
You know, this is this isn't like the most amazing award, but like I said, a lot of people had really good moments and really good bad moments at the same time, in my opinion. So I'm actually just gonna accept Schwartz. He presented that tattoo in a great way. He got off scot-free, whereas Sandoval did not. He did everything right in Vegas. Him and Katie are in a great place. He's got that modeling gig, paying for that ring. We do know it's coming. And I love that he is standing up for that. It's like, he's making the Kristen boundary solely about Kristen, not, well, Tom doesn't want him to come. He's like, Kristen's a liability. Like, let's just state the obvious. Like, this girl really shouldn't come on her own.
I agree. I think he did great. God, I have someone in mind, but then I just remembered a thing they did that pissed me off. So I don't know if I want to accept them.
Just do it. If it depends how much it outweighs, that's the problem.
It's a hot take on this one. And I'm really sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to accept Kristen. I think this is the best episode she's had in a really long time.
That's
true.
That's a good point.
Listen, her apology kind of pissed me off a little bit, but the fact
that but who's good at apologies? It's so hard to eat crow.
I was more thinking of, I liked her out with Jax, though I think her feelings are hidden. I really loved it.
She did have a good episode. Let's be honest about everything she could have done. It was entertaining.
And she's not really the one pushing Ariana and Tom's boundaries, right? That's everyone. It's not, she doesn't even fucking know this is a thing yet. She's just chilling. She's just doing her thing. She didn't really fight with anyone. She was calm this episode. So that's like
the drama about her is not, it's not her doing.
It's not because, it's not because of her. It's because,
well, it is because of her. It is. But she's not driving. She didn't
directly do anything right now.
She's not in the back truck. She's just on the front of it.
And I think at this point, she might understand why she wouldn't be invited. I think she'd be pissed, but I think she might understand it. But I think right now she's just trying to get laid, which fuck it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck it. Yeah, girl, go get it. All right. What a hot take I had. All right. Well, be sure to follow us on Instagram, join our Facebook group, and rate, review, subscribe, join our Patreon, do all that fun stuff. We're now going to do our after show, which you're missing out of if you're not on the Patreon. So
yeah, come join us. See you next time.